News Radio 610 WTVN. For the defense, the only live legal show of its kind in Columbus, the Coffell Law Firm, one of Ohio's leading criminal defense firms. Your host of For the Defense, Columbus attorney Brad Coffell.
Hey, welcome back. I want to get right into it. It's 11:06 a.m. on Sunday, January 23rd, a snowy Columbus day. Kind of feels a little bit like Cleveland, and I actually brought a friend in from Cleveland, Bernie Marino, running for Senate here in Ohio. Bernie's going to join us here in just a little bit. General, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Hey, so did you catch any of Biden's presser, or whatever they called that last week?
Like him, I fell asleep during it.
That was only his second presser solo since he's been president. 10 months, 111 minutes. And
it wasn't solo. His diaper was there.
There was no way. There's absolutely no way that 81 million people voted for that man. There's just no way. And I'm not saying that there's something funky about the 2020 election.
To quote Aaron Rodgers.
We're not going to talk about that today. But he's hunched over. He's kind of got that bizarre, creepy ghost story whisper voice that
mumbling,
he uses.
Mumbling, stumbling.
And it's the same guy that they kept in the basement. And now you see why.
Oh, yes.
Ineptitude, incompetence, inflation, and we're two Senate seats away from utter insanity.
But oh, the charisma!
Let's look at what's happened with this regime. Obviously, the vaccine mandates, everything we've talked about, General, and many others have talked about, and we've been called far right tinfoil weirdos, is coming true. You got vaccine passports just at work to socialize in D.C.
It's not coming true. It's been true.
New York, Chicago, if you want to go to those three places. We've got a president clearly with dementia, and that is a serious topic that can't be ignored. We have runaway inflation, and I don't see, and I'm no economist, but I'm pretty sure when we started sending out helicopters to drop cash on Americans in the CARES Act and CARES 2, there had to have been some adjustment. But even Jerome Powell on 60 Minutes just a year ago, is like, nah, I don't see any inflation.
Well, Milton Friedman said, you print money, you get inflation.
Big tech, mass media, fascism. We didn't vote for this. Failing democratic cities. That's been going on a long time. We've got ginned up racial hatred that we're sick and tired of, right? We're all sick and tired of that. We know that they want to have the federalization of elections. We're going to talk a little bit with candidate Bernie Marino about that. And kind of this big plan for Democrats to keep and hold power indefinitely.
We ain't doing that.
Not doing that. And you know what? It comes down to two Democrat senators that are keeping us all relatively sane. And what do the other 48 Democrat senators not see that Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema see? Why those two? Do you have any thoughts on this?
I do, exactly. I think there's a lot more Democrat senators that don't actually want to see the end of the filibuster. But as long as they've got two from red states, that will cover for them.
Yeah, and I think there might be a couple others out there. Maybe we can ask Bernie Marino about that in a minute. The election law is extremely important and kind of hard to follow. But the election laws that will keep them in power indefinitely by many different means and methods. They want to add D.C. and Puerto Rico as states. Now, you can call us tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists about that. But that if it happens, that we've warned you that we have extreme mass migration policies. We have they want to pack the court. They want to they're willing to end the filibuster to put make this stuff happen. And this is why this show over the next a little less than 100 days to the primary, Republican primary for Ohio Senate, we're spending more and more time focusing on local, state, and national politics and candidates for office.
Which is where Steve Bannon says we should look.
Absolutely. Down to precinct captains. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've already put some people on school board from the conservative side. We're starting putting people on school board. We never paid attention to school board.
You got to know.
I'm reminded of Ayn Rand, who I studied quite a bit in law school. And again, these things are coming back from the past. Like, I don't think this ever happened in America. What's Ayn Rand talking about? But it was right after World War II. It's 70 years ago. And her best friend, did you know, was Alan Greenspan.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, Ayn Rand said...
Back then.
Ayn Rand said, we're fast approaching the stage of the ultimate inversion. I don't know if you know this quote. Relatively famous. The stage where the government is free to do anything. Anything it pleases, while citizens may act only by permission. And she says, that is the stage of the darkest periods of human history.
It's the inverse of the enumerated powers doctrine.
It is. And it is the stage of the darkest periods of, of human history. And that's where we are. And that's why we want to make sure that we have the right folks moving into Senate. And our founders created the Senate to have this, you know, kind of cool off from the mass hysteria of the moment.
Tap the brakes.
Tap the brakes. Give them six-year terms. The president's at 4. Congress, 2 years. Of course, the federal bench is there for life. But that's why the Senate informs and consents and votes on those judges. It's extremely important. And we're literally two people away from mass hysteria. I'm sorry, insanity. Which brings me to Bernie Marino in studio for the hour. Bernie, a year ago, not too many people in Central Ohio knew who you were. Now, according to recent polls, you're tripling your numbers. Can you explain this?
Well, actually, I want to say quadruple my numbers.
Okay, quadruple. Sorry, don't rip you off. Go ahead.
That's okay. Well, and by the way, the other big thing about the poll is that when you ask people if they've seen me, heard me, or seen one of my ads, we are the clear frontrunner. We're in the mid-20s. So huge improvement statewide. I mean, again, 10 months ago, I was just an entrepreneur from Cleveland.
So your background, Bernie, is quite interesting, and it really is an American journey. I mean, Alexander Hamilton did something very similar. Tell us briefly about what people who don't know you and your background, why you feel in your soul called to take your family and you through this.
Well, 50 years ago last month, my mom brought my 5 brothers, my sister, and myself from Colombia, South America. We came to as she describes, the only country on earth where we could determine our destiny based on our dreams, aspirations, and hard work. And so I've lived the American dream. I've started with one tiny little business, turned into a big business. I sold that 3 years ago, started another business, and that's thriving. So I've lived the American dream. And me running for Senate, it's not about me. It's not about you. It's about what do we leave our kids and our grandkids. Mm-hmm. And I feel a moral responsibility to leave this country better than when I found it. And what I want to do is go down to D.C. and reinstate the idea of public service, going down there to serve the people in the country, not to become wealthy, not to make money, not to use the position for something else, but actual public service.
Is your wealth an asset or a liability?
Well, you know, I think people should look at this and say, that's what we want for everybody. We want somebody to be able to determine their destiny by hard work and perseverance. That's what America is all about. So we should celebrate the idea that somebody came and started with nothing mm-hmm. and became something. Somehow the left has made that ugly. The reality is that's what's made us the greatest country on earth is the capitalist system, the idea that you do get rewarded for hard work and effort.
How do you keep humility?
You'll meet my wife later. No, you know, it's a business I was in. In all honesty, it's a business I was in. You know, at the end of the day, when you're in the retail automotive business, the client is the most important person. You learn that very, very quickly. You're in the service and hospitality business. Your ego doesn't make you money. So you learn to check your ego very, very quickly and serve the client. Have that servant's heart. That's really the background. I've been doing that for 35 years.
And I'll tell you, every single person that has met you that I have spoken to has said the same thing, that there's something about Bernie Marino that's just down to earth, kind of genuine article. You don't feel like he's a politician working the room and he's going to go to D.C. and have a whole new set of friends. And I believe you've mentioned to others that when you go to D.C., you're going to keep an Ohio contingent here, right?
No, what I'm going to do is not only that, I'm going to have all the people I bring with me to D.C., my entire staff will be people from Ohio. I don't want any D.C. People there.
That's fantastic. Okay, hey, after the break, you had a big trip. You and your wife went down to the southern border, someplace Joe Biden's not been. And we want to hear your candid, kind of disgusting story of what you saw down there.
Didn't see Kamala.
No. Brad Koffel, the general, Bernie Marino after the break. Jane Timken's coming up at the bottom of the hour as well. Attorney Brad Koffel, Monday through Friday. In court, traveling around about half of the counties in the state of Ohio, representing individuals who are victims of unwanted government intrusions. General joins me on occasion on some cases. Love going to small towns.
Absolutely.
Love going to small towns. Just talk to real people, salt of the earth folks, and I'm not even sure what salt of the earth means, but it's a compliment, and I like those people, and I, as my grandfather would say, I cotton to that. I like that. Bernie Marino is in studio with us. Jane Timken's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. A lot of weird stuff happened last week. Obviously, with the president's bizarro 111-minute rambling, which I think accelerated Russia moving in on Ukraine and China moving in on Taiwan sometime after the Olympics. Also last week, Bernie Marino and his wife, and I believe some others, went down to the southern border, what I consider to be a humanitarian crisis, and our president hasn't even been there. Bernie, what did you see?
Well, it was my second trip to the border, by the way, twice more than Joe Biden, once more than Kamala Harris, the borders are, in the last 3 months. So the first visit was to Del Rio, which is where the Haitians were crossing over. We met with Border Patrol agents there, went into Mexico. This trip, I wanted to go to McAllen and Mission and La Jolla, because those are the places where it's really ground zero.
That's the Rio Grande?
The Rio Grande Valley.
Yeah,
yep.
Del Rio, I did some quick research. Their border crossings up 543% in 2021.
Yeah, that's not a normal place where they bring humans over. That's typically a lot of drugs that come over there, but most of the humans, because you just look at the way the geography works, come over through the Rio Grande Valley. So we went there. Spent the whole day on Monday, met with Border Patrol agents, took a tour of the wall. You'll see the wall that George Bush built, by the way. We'll do a video about this later in the week. We see the wall that President Bush built.
What does that wall look like?
It's mostly concrete where there's a drop and then a small little fence. It was actually pretty effective. The Border Patrol agents talked about how when the Bush wall went up, drug trafficking went down dramatically, because it's a pretty tall, on the Mexican side, a pretty tall barrier.
Okay.
The Trump wall is just massively, you see it crystal clear. It says, do not come here illegally. And then you have the Biden wall. You may not be familiar with the Biden wall. That's the sections of wide open area that are crystal clear. It's very, very sad. So we were there. We went into...
they have signs say over here, right?
They actually... No, I'm not. You think that's a joke. They actually do, because they don't want the migrants to get lost in the woods.
Oh, for gosh.
So they literally have signs on how to get to where they need to get to.
I was just joking.
No.
Bernie, is there money behind these folks? Are there some... George Soros or Bill Gates or people like that that are sponsoring fostering these people to come over?
It's every last cent these migrants have. So I say all the time, the director of business development for the Mexican drug cartels is Joe Biden. Mm. He has made them more wealthy, more powerful than they could ever imagine. $400 million a month in profits. When we were there, we met four people from Nicaragua. They had just crossed the river when we came upon the river. And they told us that, you know, the two women told us they had been sexually assaulted. The men had been held at gunpoint and beaten. They had done cavity searches on them looking for money and jewels. They had taken every possession from them. These people had paid $4,000 each to make the journey, 1 month journey. And this is what is enriching the drug cartels. We're going to get to the point, Brad, where Mexico becomes a narco state. I saw that in Colombia. Mm-hmm. We let that happen for a country that shares almost 2,000 miles of border with the U.S., we are in for a deep, deep trouble.
I think it was you that said we all now are in a border town.
Yes. Every state, every city, every county is a border.
And I'll tell you, as a criminal defense lawyer, and I've been in Columbus my whole life and practicing here for 28, 29 years, and I've witnessed the change in our courts. And it is so much Hispanic. Folks who have no immigration status, they don't speak any English. How are they getting here?
Well, those four Nicaraguans that I mentioned to you on Monday, today's Sunday, they're in Indianapolis, Indiana today.
Wow.
Because we ship them there. If they bring...
Who does?
The United States government does. So our
specifically, do we know who's pulling these levers and why?
The current administration. This is their policy. Their policy is when a family comes over, see, Nicaragua has something called temporary protective status. So it allows them to come into the U.S. and then seek adjudication. That can take 5 to, you know, courts don't work like law and order, right? It's 5 to 10 years. So during that 5 to 10 years, they get dropped off to any city they want. And this particular group wanted to go to Indianapolis. Sometimes they'll send kids under the age of 7 by themselves. So you have small children.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine sending a 6-year-old from Central America to the U.S. with drug dealers accompanying them. And so what happens is when they bring these kids in, It's the free ticket into America. So now what's happening is these kids are being kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them get thrown off the train by people who don't want to deal with them anymore. Mm-hmm. Some of them fall off the train. Some of them rent the kids out.
Where's the train?
The train comes from basically the southern part of Mexico up through through almost to Texas. And then there's a lot of jungle between the southern part of Mexico and the Triangle countries.
A lot of us in the Midwest, in the heartland here, want to know why.
It's on purpose. This is a purposeful attempt to change the demographics of America to give the Democrats more voters. Now, I get a lot of grief for saying that.
They lost with Americans.
Well, I get a lot of grief from the Twitter bots for saying that, but let me just tell you something. Go down there. See what's going on. Talk to the Border Patrol agents. There's only one conclusion. This is intentional.
Is this where the editor of the Cleveland Plain Dealer called you a racist 2 weeks ago?
No, actually, he called me a Nazi sympathizer.
On this topic.
Yes.
What's that person's name?
Chris Quinn.
So Chris Quinn of the Plain Dealer clearly has an agenda.
Putz.
And
the Putz agenda.
Has he ever been down to the border?
You want to hear something interesting? We invited every major Ohio media reporter to come to the border with us. So you just come take a look. No agenda. Just talk to people. See with your own eyes. When I had a problem in my business, you know what I did? I went and saw the people,
sure,
right?
That's what smart people do.
Exactly. None of them would come down.
Why won't they go?
Because if a tree falls in the woods, does it make any noise if nobody hears it? So if nobody's reporting this story, is it really happening? Because if Americans saw it with their own eyes, what is actually happening down there, you would see Americans, you'd see Joe Biden's approval rating go to zero.
Can we get this character from the Plain Dealer on ever? Is there a way to get these people on and talk about this?
Are you going to kidnap them?
Thanks. We just want some answers. I mean, editor of the PD?
He's the head editor of the largest newspaper in Ohio.
And he is calling what you just said. You make a Nazi sympathizer.
Yeah, it's basically making the equivalency.
The equivalency.
I'm not sure how the Nazis get into power, but you look at people like Bernie Moreno, and that's how Nazis got into power. By the way, Brad, you know what that means to me personally? It means that I have to have somebody open my mail. It means that I had to beef up security at my house.
Gosh.
It means that we get literal death threats every single day. My son, who operates one of my businesses that I've given to him, gets calls every single day on his cell phone, death threats.
The Democrats have lost their mind. The media has lost their mind. And Ayn Rand is exactly right. They're acting with total and utter impunity. They're poisoning the minds of the electorate. And not only, and we haven't gotten into COVID and the crimes that have been committed there. Let's talk about something else up there in your nutty city, the Cleveland Guardians. Now, I understand that for you wanted one of your opponents owns the Indians and changed the name to the Guardians?
Yeah, no, let me just clarify. I never want to criticize my host, but I live in Columbus now.
Well, you do.
In Cleveland, yes, I had made an offer to buy the Cleveland Indians. Matt Dolan, his family owns it. He made a big deal saying it wasn't true, that they weren't selling it. I'd said back then, this is months and months ago, they wanted a minority owner that would eventually have full control. Matt completely denied the story, said I hadn't gotten to the vetting process, which was true. That part was true because my offer was very straightforward. Buy the team, become a minority owner with the idea of becoming a majority owner. They agreed to that, but you had to keep the name the Indians, and that they would not agree to.
That was important to you.
That was the only reason to do it.
Yeah.
Because the reality is this is the best example of cancel culture we have that's so visual, right? You remember it was 10 years ago that said, get rid of Chief Wahoo. If you get rid of Chief Wahoo, we will leave you alone.
Mm-hmm.
So what did we do? We caved. We got rid of Chief Wahoo. But like cancel culture, that wasn't the end.
They can't stop.
Because they won't stop.
Yeah.
So now it's changed the name. They now caved into that. The funny part I find ironic is that now you have Matt Dolan on TV saying he's going to stand up to China.
Yeah, fat chance. We actions speak louder than words. But down here, welcome to Columbus. And Intel, huge deal. Intel's launch is going to make New Albany and Central Ohio be a semiconductor tech a whole new mega center on the planet. That's thrilling. After the break, we're going to have Jane Timken on the phone, and we'll talk to her a little bit about her race for the same election here, Ohio Senate, Republican primary. Brad Coffle, the general, after the break.
I should have had you come down with
me. News Radio 610 WTVN. For the Defense. The only live legal show of its kind in Columbus. The Coffel Law Firm. One of Ohio's leading criminal defense firms. Your host of For the Defense. Columbus attorney Brad Coffel.
Welcome back. I want to get into my next guest. Jane Timken, also running for Senate. Ohio Republican primary coming up, and Jane is just knocking down the polls left and right, fundraising, people everywhere. Jane, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you. It's been a little bit since I've spoken to you. It's nice to hear your voice again. Inflation, parents in schools kind of ticked off with the schools, and then we've got jobs we need here in Ohio and the southern border. Those seem to be, in following your campaign, which you're zeroing in on, walk us through some of this stuff.
Sure. Well, I mean, we see inflation's at a 40-year high. You know, I think Olivia Newton-John was topping the charts the last time it was this high. Look, and this is laid at the feet of Joe Biden and the Democrats. Every time someone is filling up their gas tank or, quite frankly, going to the grocery store, they're experiencing sticker shock.
Well, literally, the Thanks Joe sticker. I might be responsible for a few of the stickers around Columbus, but
don't know anything about it.
I might have a couple of those myself as well. But it's because they've been spending trillions and trillions of dollars. We have a disruption in our supply chain. We have such huge increases in the cost, not only in our oil and gas, but things that are fundamental to our economy and our groceries and our food, like fertilizer is four times the cost it was last year.
Even with Biden in charge.
Right. But look, this is all because the Democrats have been paying people to stay home. They've been spending way too much money of our taxpayer dollars, and it's entirely their fault. We need to stop spending. We need to stop the attacks on our oil and gas industry. Under President Trump, we were energy independent. And what does Joe Biden do? The first thing, cancel Keystone Pipeline.
Jade, can you explain that to us? I mean, you're well-connected. You were a GOP chair in Ohio. You were very involved and helping Trump, delivering Ohio for Trump. Why was that the first thing he did, one of the first things he did, if you know?
Well, I can guess, and I think we can all make an educated guess, that he's beholden to the environmentalist gods. They want to attack our oil and gas industry because they want to replace it entirely. And look, Ohio is a manufacturing and industrial state. We need to have reliable sources of energy. And when you cut off and attack a certain portion of our energy supply, just like Joe Biden has done with the Democrats pushing for it, you have the result that we produce less oil and gas in this country. It's hammering areas of this state that need those jobs. 200,000 jobs in Ohio are related to the oil and gas industry. And Joe Biden has attacked them, making the cost of oil and gas skyrocket. And it's not only, you know, it's not only affecting producers, but it's affecting families. Every time they go to the gas pump, they're going, "What is happening?"
Yeah, absolutely. And right now on our CBS affiliate, Tim Ryan is on. And of course, whoever wins our primary are going to be running most likely against Tim Ryan. What can Tim Ryan possibly think that he is the better solution for Ohioans than what our GOP has, our candidates right now? What is Tim Ryan even talking about?
Who is Tim Ryan?
Well, that's a good question. Tim Ryan's been in Congress for over 20 years. He tried to run for Speaker of the House. He tried to run for governor. He tried to run for president. I guess now he's decided that he's going to run for the Senate. You know, he has a record, and it's not a good record. He's attacked our police officers. He claims to be for the working man and woman, but his policies have been job-killing policies, and he has accomplished nothing for the district that he represents. He's not qualified to be the next senator from Ohio.
Jane Timken, running for Ohio Senate, is joining me, and you're also a big advocate for empowering parents in our government schools Can you tell us a little bit about what you're seeing, hearing, and thoughts moving forward if you become a senator for us in Ohio?
Yeah, so, you know, this is something that I've been talking about since the spring. So many parents were coming up to me and saying, are you aware of what's happening in our schools? And it's not just the indoctrination that parents had their eyes open to because of remote learning. And it's quite frankly, Brad, sad stories. I had a mom tell me about a little girl, middle school girl, come home bawling. And she said, what's wrong? And the girl said, there's nothing I can do. I will always be a racist because I'm white.
Who are these people that are, do you talk to teachers and administrators have you had conversations and just look at them and go, what are you thinking? You ever have these conversations like that?
You know, they try to pretend it's not happening.
Right.
That's the most disturbing
thing.
That
is right.
And quite frankly, the news media has been in cahoots with them. You know, I was giving interview after interview and they were saying, oh, it's not being taught. I've seen teacher trainings where teachers are being trained to be co-conspirators against the systemic racism in our society. It's just mind-boggling. And look, this is affecting our kids. And not only the indoctrination, but the constant school closures, the quarantine protocols, wearing masks in school all day long. Certain kids have never been in school without wearing a mask. And we yet don't know the long-term effects of this. We do know that there's been so many mental health issues from children. Their depression is skyrocketing.
Terrible.
They're falling further behind in schools. We are damaging a generation of children. And this is something I'm very passionate about. We have to have parents feel supported. You know, the Biden administration with the Department of Justice, working with the National School Board Association, weaponized the Department of Justice against parents, calling them domestic terrorists. This is so wrong. And when I'm in the Senate, one of the first things we're going to do is investigate what happened with this labeling of parents as domestic terrorists.
Absolutely.
They need to be held accountable.
There's a big reckoning, isn't there?
Yes. And it's enough is enough.
Also, I want to talk to you about the southern border. I know that's also high on your checklist. What can you and the Senate do to reverse this? It's not even a policy. It's a non-policy, Jane Timken.
Right. Well, we need to reinstitute a lot of President Trump's policies, remain in Mexico. We need to make sure that the border agents are able to do their jobs. You know, the Biden administration has vilified them. They feel demoralized. They don't have the resources they need. That needs to change. The fact that the Biden administration let all the materials from building the wall just rot at the southern border and wouldn't even let the state of Texas take it and build their own wall. We need to secure our southern border, and it's about our sovereignty. It's about the hundreds and thousands of illegal drugs, record numbers of fentanyl seizures that are killing our people here in our country. And we also see 2 million illegal immigrants cross the southern border. That's those that we know of.
Yeah.
We don't know who these people are.
It's crazy. I am so thankful that I know Jane Timken, and and she's running, and everyone needs to continue to do their own due diligence on our candidates for Ohio Senate. Jane Timken, thank you for joining me. I look forward to talking to you soon.
Great. Thank you. Jane Timken for Ohio.com.
Awesome. After the break, let's stitch up the show, do a little bit of review. The General, Brad Coffle, 610 WTVN. Common sense talk. I love that. You know, a lot of people say, here we are on show 232.
I feel old.
Again, we're over 250,000 downloads. Our little hour here in little Columbus, Ohio, which is not going to be very much longer with Intel coming to town and all the other companies that are going to follow suit. Very, very exciting time to be in Columbus, greater central Ohio. You've got the Bengals that are somehow in the playoffs. I mean, Joe Burrow, you got to be thrilled with that. We are the epicenter of the Senate election of 2022. Whoever wins the Republican primary is going to absolutely destroy this guy called Tim Ryan, a career swamp rat in Cleveland. And we had Bernie Marino on, we had Jane Timken on by phone. In the future, we're going to have Jane in studio, and we'll plug in Bernie again. Everyone's got to do their own due diligence on these candidates, and I'm keeping my personal opinions to myself. It's not my job to talk about any other candidates. Everyone else can get informed, and I think there are pros and cons for the other candidates that are out there, but I do believe that Bernie and Jane are the two best candidates. And I just said I wasn't going to give out my personal opinion, did I?
Well, but, you know, things can change. Don't forget Mr. Vance.
I know, I think the electorate, especially the conservative electorate, the voters, are a lot smarter and understand that J.D. Vance might be a bit of a carpetbagger.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say that a guy that grew up in Ohio is a carpetbagger.
I'm not calling him a carpetbagger. What I'm saying is I think a lot of people may view him as a carpetbagger, kind of zooming in and with a big pack money behind him. I know also that Josh Mandel has, I think he's kind of ruffled a lot of feathers here in Ohio.
Which can be good.
His years, it can be good. There are people that really like Josh Mandel. I'm missing a couple others, but, you know. So anyway, I want to talk about what has been going on in front of our eyes the last couple of years. And there's an obvious, the government, what I just call the state deception with its propaganda arms of mainstream media have absolutely injected into our society the Great Reset, woke culture, stakeholder capitalism. And we have a mass collective herd that has absolutely been hypnotized. And I don't know if these are people that just are addicted to power and the citizens are insecure enough. They feel like they need the government to take care of them. But it's a strange phenomenon that really kind of began on January 9, 2020, when the WHO called this a, quote, mysterious coronavirus pneumonia found in Wuhan. I'll tell you right now, January 9, 2020, the World Health Organization knew exactly what they were dealing with. And eventually that's going to come out. And because they knew it was coming, there was a playbook in place. Close the businesses, suppress early treatment protocols. We now know I think that's criminal. I think a lot of people have died who could have been dealt with therapeutically with ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, the antibodies.
I've been hearing reports that there are bounties to hospitals for putting people on respirators.
They shuttered jobs. They passed out government checks. They put a lot of Americans, made a lot of Americans dependent on government assistance who previously were just fine without needing government assistance, put a large chunks of our population under house arrest, especially in the big cities, censored what I consider to be the gravest ill is censoring free speech. How can the father of mRNA be banned from Twitter and YouTube?
I'm talking about mRNA.
Right. The guy, I mean, so all of a sudden I have friends and who are still not vaccinated. That's fine. Okay.
You get their vaccinated. Choice. Their
your,
body, their choice.
Choice. But we have people that probably with high risk factors that probably ought to strongly consider getting vaccinated and dying because the informed consent piece has been suppressed. It's inexplicable to me that in an American society that we can't hear from a guy by the name of Dr. Robert Malone, that Joe Rogan's podcast gets eliminated from our ears. We can't even hear it.
Well, you have to go to alternate media, Rumble, places like that, BitChute, places like that, Odyssey.
And that's going to create a whole new economy. There's going to be a wave. Mark my words, 2022, 2023, you're going to see the rise of a private conservative economy. There are going to be businesses that are specifically tailored. It's kind of started with social media, right? You've mentioned a few. But there are going to be businesses that are going to come on and say, you can bank with us because we're not woke. You can buy from us online because we're not woke. they are going to go after Amazon. They're going to go after Twitter. They already are. They're going to go after Airbnb. They're going to go after all these other corporations that are selling out in order to stay in good graces with Madison Avenue and whoever is influencing culture. So there will be a rise of the conservative of a business cycle. And here in Columbus, we've got a young man. His name is Vivek Ramaswamy, who is making a name for himself in a most furious, fast way. He's all over Fox News. And you're going to hear a lot more about Vivek. He's 37 years old. He's married, a couple kids. He wrote the book Woke Inc. Extremely successful businessman, Ivy League educated. I've had the pleasure of meeting him. He might be one of the smartest people. Well, he is one of the smartest people I've ever met. He might be the smartest person I've ever met. And he deliberately moved his family to Columbus, Ohio. And keep an eye on Vivek. And we're going to get him on the show as well. But we have a lot of great momentum going on here in Ohio. We are a red state. We are going to protect Ohioans. Look what we did with Intel. And I know a lot of listeners are not fans of Mike DeWine or John Husted, but man, they just delivered big time. We owe them that. We owe them that.
You got to give credit where credit's due.
Absolutely. And we have candidates like Jane Timken and Bernie Marino that are working their tails off. These are two extremely successful business people. They are not in this for the money.
Right. They've already checked off that bucket
list. They've checked off that box.
They're not going to Washington to go get that.
They're dragging their family through these campaigns for whom? For us. And we owe thanks to Jane and Bernie for doing what they're doing. General, I do want to pimp one thing. Can we say pimp?
Oh, certainly.
So the Dublin Republican Club, now the GOP, we know Franklin County has really gone blue. And so the GOP of Central Ohio has kind of moved up to Dublin under the leadership of Sean Parker. We are speaking, you and the General and I are going to speak, the Dublin Republican Club, Monday, January 31st at 6 o'clock.
At the Bogey.
And now's the time. If you are ready to do more for your kids and their future and your grandkids and their future, start getting more involved. And maybe all you got to do is go to the Bogey on Monday nights at Dublin Republican Club.
Food's good up there.
And come up and see us on January 31st. We're going to start taking our show on the road. Have a great week in America. We'll talk to you next Sunday.